So let's repeat. You right now somewhere, and in front of you a door, and you see some numbers on it. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Or can you repeat slowly that numbers?
1, 8, 8, 3. And I see also. I also see a number which tells how many doors is it. It says 2, 3.
So you're surrounded by many doors with the numbers of which point you to the doors. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, please let me know what's really, which one attract you most of all. You, because you're psychic, I told you, you're powerful psychic. You feel it. You have great intuition, powerful intuition. And what attract you most of all?
The front one.
That door has some number or just nothing on just?
It has like a something that says 23.
Okay, so that door specifically has number 23, 2 and 3, right?
Mm.
Okay, of course, I believe that door is closed or open?
It's closed.
Closed, I expected. Can you go to the door and touch that numbers and ask if you can get in and see if the door will be open?
Yes, it will open. It just opened.
It's open.
Yeah.
So you came and it's open. So the door inside invite you to go inside. Is this correct?
Yes.
Please go. And after that you will let me know what inside you discover, someone or something, or wherever is going. Your journey began, you understand. So you will remember everything in details, completely and fully. Doesn't matter what you're going to observe or feel or meet someone, discuss. Of course, you will remember that because I believe it's important for you. That's why you have a session with me.
And I have I see no people, but I see like statues of gods and things and crystals and a lot.
A lot. Okay. Do you realize is a special planet or it's something above or maybe something another place, or it's some special planet, or it's a higher than planet?
Or it's like kind of a different planet.
Different planet, expected. Different planet, yes. And no surround people, but a lot of statues. And with the crystals, different crystals. What crystals most of all attract your attention?
The blue one and the green one.
Blue and green one. Yep. Can you go to that, to them? Can you touch them?
Sure.
Touch them and get feelings or maybe messages, what they want to reveal to you, or maybe energy, vibration, or a vision, what they're going to open for you.
I found the light and then I turned it on and read the message. It said, how are you doing?
They invite you. Oh, you can respond to them.
And I'm doing good.
Yeah, absolutely, respond to them.
And plus it says on the green one, it says, what are you doing there? And I said I'm doing some
research.
A research
to find out more about power, about energy, about who I am originally, I came from. Kind of that. So you learn about yourself, about energies, what you have, what you are going to have. Tell them if they can assist you with that. Learning about yourself to let you know who you really are before you came on Earth.
So So what happened is, like, somebody came in the house and said, "Oh, hi there. What you want to eat some food with me?" He said that.
Okay. So you want to join with that food?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the food different? It's some different food you have.
And he said he has pizza and noodles and, like, fries and vegetarian.
I got it.
Food.
I got it. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, while you're eating with them, ask them if you belong to that planet originally. If you belong to that planet.
I don't belong to that planet, but I belong to Earth.
Belong to Earth?
Yeah.
Ask them, before Earth, where you was belong, before Earth?
He said he was in a different Earth than the other one.
You was born on another Earth. It was like parallel.
Yeah.
On you, who you were on that parallel, a parallel life.
He said that he was doing some research here looking for Earth, another universe Earth.
Oh, I see. So he was a researcher with energy, how it's affect. So in your parallel life, you did research and you work like scientific.
Yeah.
Spiritual scientific. Is this correct?
Yes.
In your parallel life.
I see.
So right now that planet, it's your parallel life planet. Is this correct?
Yes.
Oh, that's why it looks like different. Okay, now ask them how you can, what your purpose on your soul mission, divine life purpose, to be on the Earth. What you should do here on the Earth.
I think that.
Nothing. What they said.
He said, "Are you from a different universe?" And I said yes.
Okay, continue.
And then he said, "What are you doing here?" And I asked, "I have a time travel, so I can go anywhere I want."
Yes. And ask him if he can tell you again, if he knows you, or he can recommend who knows you to bring you there, who will talk to you, explain your mission on Earth, and what you should do, how you should do. Talk to him.
He said that everybody in the whole world I know, and I said my name is Ishan. And I said, if you want to come to my universe, in a time, my time travel,
yes.
And then he said yes, and then we both go and saw a beautiful, different world, which is beautiful.
Ah, okay. So you travel together, right?
Yeah.
From different galaxy, different dimension, right?
Yeah.
Ask him what dimension over there while you're traveling you have. What dimension?
He said it's so cool.
No, dimension. What number of dimension? 5 dimension, 10 dimension, 20 dimension.
20.
20? He said you're 20 dimension?
Yeah.
Vibration 20 dimension?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's why you can travel. That's why you're time traveler. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Now, ask him the same time, why you like a kid on the Earth? Are you going to grow up? What you're going to do on the Earth?
He said he's going to eat. He's going to do some fun things. He's going to go get some bank from... Go get some money and go and pay some and get a house and get
So you will just live as a person. As a person, okay?
Yeah.
But what you're going to do for your soul mission?
Huh?
For your soul mission. What your big project, why you came on the earth?
Why we came on earth is because to look for our to see our earth, which is beautiful and nice.
Uh-huh. What you're going to do on earth except to earn money and make a house, family? What else you want to do?
I want to get my sister a toy car.
No, I understand. But what you're going to do for earth? Are you going to
plant? I'm going to plant flowers. I'm going to build some house.
Okay, so you're going to do development on the earth,
yes,
to help earth, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the earth it's alive. Earth is alive, and it has vibration. It's
Earth
rising.
Is real. Every planet is real.
It's real, and
yeah,
has a life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and our earth, the rise vibration, you know that?
Yeah.
Do you feel that new vibration for earth?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Now, ask what you're supposed to do next, your step after you learn that, what you want to learn. You mentioned before you were some kind of master. What master you have been before?
I have been a magician master that teaches about pyramids and things. And plus and how to be energized.
To have energy to give it people, right?
Yeah.
So your probably mission will be to restore your knowledge, how you can make energy which not hurt earth and will help people with that energy. It will be clear energy, powerful, but not hurt earth. Is this correct?
Yes.
It's what you want. That's,
yeah,
that's why you learn on earth that about energy, about who was before, about teaching, how you got. So somehow you will start to growing up, you will restore that information during your meditation, or they're going to teach you, they're going to work with you together, and you're going to start to work this planet to rising that to create a new type of energy which will be so good for everyone.
Yeah, I do good energy, make good energy for Earth so it can live for longer.
Of course, you're longer. Of course, longer and happier.
And make the Earth, when it's Earth Day, I'll clean up all the trash.
Yes. Oh, I see. So your mission will be works for a planet and rising vibration and clean the planet,
yes,
and bring new powerful energy for planet and for everyone.
Yeah.
It's a great mission. Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful mission. Just going deeper. Just going deeper. Now, listen, I'm going to give a chance to listen a message. I'm going to give a chance to listen a message from Gaia, from our planet. Please, dear Gaia, our planet, give a message to him. What, with your support, with your love, with your information, what he needs to know. Please give him a message now.
He said he has a lot of time. He has a lot of time to go in the time travel, and plus he has a lot of food and a lot of energy there, and he can breathe.
Good. And how you can help her with that?
We can help him by working, making food, making trees, making a lot of things.
And you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Now I ask Gaia again, give him personal message, what he must know personally about his power, about his mission, about his development. Please, let him know.
So he said that I work for the company I work in the company of office, and he said I'm the engineer and I get money from there.
So you will get that. It's your nearest future. Is this correct?
Yeah.
So you know where you're going, and they will help you with that steps.
Yeah.
Because you will learn. You will be educated person, spiritual, educated, known your power, known what you're supposed to do, supported, and you will be very, very good for everyone, for planet, for people, for universe. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that person who you are in a parallel life, parallel planet, will contact with you and assist you with that.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah. Yes.
It will be?
Yeah.
Wow, it's wonderful. What else you would like to learn?
I would like to learn school. That I need to pass 12th grade and go to college and work.
Okay, now I respectfully ask your higher self, listen, I ask your higher self to give you a message what you should know about next steps.
Yeah.
Listen, your higher self.
So I hear that they were doing a lot of good job and a lot of hearing and a lot of voices there, and I heard some and he said I heard some fireworks outside, so he went to check.
Mm-hmm. It's from your higher self.
Yeah.
But learn from your higher self about you, not outside, about you, your steps to accomplish, not accomplish, but step, what should be done you to get your goal. You become.
What should be done in school and in college, and you can be,
knowledgeable.
If you don't have money or anything, you will be homeless, like homeless.
I know, I understand. So you will get your education, you get your job, you got your family, and you will start to create more powerful your purpose,
yeah.
What you mentioned. And ask you, higher self, is going to help you to do that?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you're working together with your higher self?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now I ask your body wisdom, give you a message. Listen, your body wisdom. What your body wisdom tell you about your body, about your health, about how?
So what happened is they like did like a good job, and they did like a lot of things like things and powerful things, and they do like. A lot. They rest in peace. Like if they die, their bodies will shut down, and they put them in graveyards.
I know.
Rest in
but
peace.
Right now, you ask your body wisdom. If you need something to fix in your body, be healthier, stronger, or you fine right now. Ask.
So it makes it. A longer life, a lot.
So you need to support your body for a healthy living. Is this correct?
Yes.
It's what it says. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now listen, your inner wisdom, what it says to you personally.
So it says that it's doing good and a lot. And it says it's making my crystals in my mind. It's saying that.
Okay, now listen your heart, what your heart tell you.
My heart is, he said, I'm beating a lot and I'm 9 years old, so you don't need to worry about 100 years old. You can live for 101 years.
So your heart satisfied with feelings, with everything, right?
Yeah.
And your heart support you in your mission. Is this correct?
Yes.
And you will have long, long, happy life.
Yeah.
Good. Listen, your soul, what your soul tell you?
He's telling that, my soul is telling me if I die, I'm going to make you another person. He said that.
Your soul said what? We're going to make?
I'm going to make a nerd body if you die.
No, I understand. But your soul support you in your mission.
He helps me of say he said he's happy and plus have a good he's having a fun day and good.
So you right now your soul satisfaction what you're doing for your soul mission is this correct?
Yeah.
And anytime when your soul need to be correct you, they will do it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Just stay deep. Stay deep. Going deep, 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 sleep. 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 Relax. Relax. Loose and clean. Loose and clean. So deep. So deep. Now, right now, we're going to finish soon. But before, let me ask you, right now, something changes environment for you? Or is still the same environment? What's around you right now?
There's like God surrounding me.
God?
Yeah.
Himself?
Yeah.
Ask God what message he can send you. Ask God.
He said you're doing good and doing a lot of good work.
And he support you?
Yeah. And he's my bodyguard.
Oh, really?
Yes.
God, he's your bodyguard?
Yeah.
Wow, it's amazing. Say him great thank you for everything what he's doing for you.
He said, no problem. It's your bodyguard, so I will take care of you.
Oh, okay. Okay. And if he has some message for you, specifically for you, to tell you something what you have to know.
Yeah, he
listen,
said that.
Listen.
What?
Message from him.
So he said that he was like a big, he's like a big god that bad energy will not come. And he has a shield so that energy cannot come, the bad energy. Can I come? The good energy can come.
So what he's doing to with the good and bad energy?
He's doing like a good things and
transmute.
Sometimes he does mistakes a lot.
Oh, he does mistake a lot. Oh, he play with good energy and bad energy.
Yeah.
And sometimes he make mistake and he and after that he fix that. Is this correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Can you ask a name of that God? He has a name.
I would say like.
What's name, please?
His name is the God of Jesus. His father.
His father.
Yeah. Jesus' father.
His father, okay. And he knows, ask him why he knows you. Are you was below?
Because I'm born to, I was belong to earth. And I was born.
No. But why he specifically cover you, support you, and let your protection, knowledge. Are you belong to God himself in previous life?
So he was like saying that you're doing good deeds. And sometimes you make mistakes.
Of course. But you fix it.
But I fix it.
Yeah, because so it's your lessons, right? Even mistake, but it's still lesson, right? You learn more and more and more for your great result. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. ask that God, His protector, He protect you from this,
yes.
from that. Ask a God, who is your spiritual teacher?
He's my spiritual teacher. He's mine.
He's protector and spiritual teacher as well?
Yeah.
Or something else?
He's like protected, and he's the God that fights for everybody, and he's the one who does good things
uh-huh.
to others and gives them milk and money.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Do you feel we can finish that communication with over there? Or you have to know something else, or you finish? What do you feel?
I feel like my brain is like going well.
Going well?
Yeah.
And you're satisfied?
Yeah. The God is doing a good brain, giving a good brain.
Ah, okay. He did some correction?
Yeah.
Oh, he did some healing for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. He knows what to do, right?
Yeah.
You trust God, right?
Yeah.
He did fix your brain and more adjusted and better, greater for you. And body as well, or just brain, your mind?
I think he's doing good mind.
Good mind.
Yeah.
Most of all. Okay. And you satisfy completely. You feel much better and greater right now than before.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, great. And of course you'll remember everything what's happened during that journey. Is this correct?
Yeah.
In details, as long as you need. Is this correct?
Yes. I feel like I need to go.
Exactly.
And you feel like I need to go.
Yeah, let me finish it.
Okay.
Just close your eyes, I'm going to finish. That's the whole idea. Now.